Hello and welcome to the Legendary Chiropractor Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Reuter, and this podcast is brought to you by thelegendarychiropractor.com, an interactive and immersive virtual platform for prospective chiropractic students, current chiropractic students, recent chiropractic school graduates, and even veteran doctors of chiropractic out in the field wanting just a little bit more from this profession. I hope that you enjoy today's episode, and if you do, be sure to share with a friend, leave us a rate, leave us a review, and also be sure to subscribe to get more. In today's episode, we're talking about content marketing, owning and not seeing patients versus practice and seeing patients, owning versus associating, and starting from scratch versus buying an already established clinic. All here on the Legendary Chiropractor Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Reuter. And today's guest, Dr. Nick Silveri. Awesome. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Legendary Chiropractor Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Reuter. And tonight, I am so excited to be sitting down with Dr. Nick. I can't say it. Doc, go ahead and say it.
Dr. Nick Silveri.
Silveri. There it is. Dr. Nick Silveri. There it is. I looked at my paper and I was like, oh, this is a nightmare. Okay, so Dr. Nick Silveri, we are sitting down, we're chatting all about content creation, content marketing, and how this actually applies to you chiropractors out there for your business, but also my chiropractic students out there, my fellow peers, and my heart throbs of chiropractic students who are going through the nitty-gritty of boards and exams and school and are just also trying to have this outside perspective of getting a job, right? If you're going to associate, trying to figure out where you're going to open a practice, how you're going to open a practice. So this is all applicable information for chiropractors and chiropractic students. So I'm really excited for this conversation. Dr. Nick, I'm very glad to be joined by him as a guest. I actually spoke with Dr. Nick probably about a month ago now, and we had a great conversation just about chiropractic and, you know, the future of it and what that looks like, not only for myself, but as a profession as a whole. So we might get into some of that as well. But I'm really excited for this conversation. I hope you guys stay tuned and check this out. But as I share this video and hopefully make it go somewhat viral on Facebook and Instagram, I am going to share our initial sponsors with you. I want to thank them. And I also want to encourage you to hit the link description in the description above to check out all of the sponsorship goodies that they offer. They have offer free content, free strategy sessions, all sorts of good stuff for you. So please check them out and we will be right back. To Inspire Women is the elite boutique coaching company for chiropractors who are looking to live life and run business in a way that is personal, unique, and authentic. They focus on business systems and money mindset mastery so you can pay down debt, be more profitable, and serve more people. Their goal is to empower you to achieve success by your own rules and your own definition. Head to toinspirewomen.com now because they know there's a better way. Cairo HD, superior cloud-based practice management software. Cairo HD is a user-friendly, all-in-one EHR solution built with one mission, to help you run your practice like a boss. Learn more at cairohd.com. Total Clinic Solutions is your go-to source for purchasing both brand new and refurbished chiropractic equipment, as well as phone support for repairs and maintenance. Call Derek and allow him to combine your wishes and his 23 years of chiropractic equipment expertise to find what's best for you and your patients at 704-622-4089 or head to totalclinicsolutions.com now. It's time that chiropractors look beyond spinal alignments and measure the nerve connections that keep our patients feeling strong and performing at their peak. CLA designed the Insight scanning technologies to transform exams and generate powerful reports that give practitioners the certainty they have been searching for. Learn how CLA has partnered with practices around the world by going to insightcla.com. Spinal hygiene products are designed to educate your patients on the importance of lifetime spinal care. To learn more about how spinal hygiene products work and to download the patient education material for free, visit spinalhygiene.co
Again, that's spinalhygiene.co. Easily share your passion for chiropractic and look good doing it with Above Down Apparel, offering a premium lineup of principled apparel that's impossibly soft, sustainably sourced, and chiropractic AF. Visit abovedown.co and follow them on Instagram to learn more and score yourself some sweet chiro swag. SCED is the all-in-one system that allows for amazing control and flexibility of your scheduling. Yes, your next new hire. Every aspect of when and where you service your customers is at your command. SCED is tightly integrated with your existing EHR system. This software was made by a chiropractor specifically for chiropractic. No joke. Go check out their latest care plan feature by heading to go.sced.life/legendarypod. Dr. David Tuhill is an innovative product and marketing strategist, bridging the gap between your vision and strategic plan. He will help you design specific products and processes that are both scalable and set up to produce long-term revenue and growth. He has previously worked with influencers that include Dr. Josh Axe, Jordan Rubin of Ancient Nutrition, Olympic gold medalist Sean Johnson, and many, many others. Schedule your call with Dr. Dave today by heading to meetwithdrdave.com. Training the best adjusters on the planet. Syntropy has reverse engineered what the masters do naturally. From the energetics to the mechanics, they've hacked the code to shorten your learning curve on the road to masterful adjusting. To find a seminar near you, head to syntropychirotraining.com. Thank you for allowing this brief disruption to take place. And now back to the program. Sweet. Welcome back to the Legendary Chiropractor Podcast. Like I said before, I'm your host, Johnny Reuter. And tonight we are sitting down with Dr. Nick Silvery. And I am so excited to be doing this and having this conversation with you, Doc. And so go ahead, introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about who you are, where you come from, and why slash how you got into this chiropractic profession.
So I appreciate you having me on, Johnny. Really excited. Like, I'm excited because you're excited. Like, my excitement level is ramping up every second I'm around you. So I am a chiropractor. I graduated from Logan in 06. Went out and tried to become a professional gambler before I went in and decided to become a chiropractor. That didn't go so well in Las Vegas. So I came back, got a job. The plan was to move back to Austin, Texas, where I grew up, and ended up working for a guy that didn't really work out that well, but he offered to sell me the practice. I didn't know what I was doing, but I was like, I figured if he could do it, I could do it. So I, it was a really small, tiny practice, but it was awesome. It was very profitable. Bought that. And then I made a terrible decision and started my second practice from scratch a year later. And all kinds of trials and tribulations throughout the next, 10 years or so. Still, I'm here in my practice. This is kind of like this video is kind of like a proof of life video. You know, like when people get kidnapped and they have to like hold up the newspaper to prove that they're alive so that the person will pay the ransom. I'm so infrequently in my practice that I like to like prove that I actually like am here sometimes. So. Here my practice. I'm here 3 days a week, or I'm sorry, 3 days a month. I'm basically the CEO of the practice. I run the marketing side of it, the strategy. I make sure that things don't burn down, and have a great team around me. And I now run Leverage Media, which is a chiropractic's only content marketing agency. So I help chiropractors all around the world tell the story of chiropractic and of their practices, and do that while driving in new patients through the door. So lots of stuff has happened that I'm sure we can get into, but that's kind of the gist of it.
I love it. I love it, Doc. And I think that I can say this on behalf of the entire chiropractic profession. We're honored to have you in the profession. And I'm not sure if anyone saw Dr. Nick's interview with Gary Vaynerchuk, but he did an interview on his podcast, Path to a Million podcast, for chiropractors, entrepreneurs, business people. And they talked all about just how you can best market and what that looks like for chiropractors, right? And Gary Vaynerchuk, to hear him talk about, you know, marketing for chiropractors, is like, hey, this is what I'm going to do, right? If I were a chiropractor in today's day and age, like, here's what I would do. And that's pretty cool, right? Like, to have a big name like that even say the word chiropractor or say chiropractic on media, right? I think that's a pretty big deal for us. So I appreciate you. I applaud you for making that happen. And because we're always trying to move the needle, right? And everyone has these huge egos and we're all like, oh, well, I have to do this and I can't support this. And it's like, no. We're trying to do this as a team, right? Like, this has to happen no matter if you're a marketer or a content producer or a chiropractor in practice, right? Like, it doesn't matter. I think we got to try to move that needle more, and getting more or bigger names, I guess, into our profession, talking about our profession, is only going to help us, right? Obviously, them talking in a positive manner helps as well. but so Doc, tonight we're going to talk about a lot of things, right? And I don't know if anyone saw the description of topics that we're going to dive into tonight, but we're going to do some comparisons and contrastings for you, because I think it's really important, especially as a chiropractic student, that we get thrown a lot of knowledge, right? We get thrown a lot of stuff at us all the time. And when it comes to it, we have to make a lot of decisions. Now, when we make decisions, we have to go down that we think we have to go down this linear road, and there, you know, you can't mess up, you do this all the way through, right? And no, that's not true, right? You can zig, you can zag, you can make different decisions based on the things that you hear, the experiences that you have. So we're going to talk about content marketing, like Dr. Nick mentioned, right? Leverage media. What does that mean? What does content marketing truly mean? And then we're going to talk about owning, not seeing patients, being a CEO, right, of a practice. What does that look like? Owning versus associating, or even buying a practice like Dr. Nick has done, and versus, you know, associating or opening up your own. And like you said, starting from scratch, you know, you were like, that was not a great decision in my life, and I'm interested to hear that story. So let's start, Doc. I want to talk about what you love to talk about, and that's content marketing, right? Talk to us about content marketing, where that term comes from, and how it compares and contrasts to different versions of marketing out there today.
Cool. So content marketing, you know, we talked about Gary Vee. I first really discovered content marketing reading his book, Jab, 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 Right Hook. And when I read that book, it resonated with me the way that chiropractic school resonated with me. So I'd never been to a chiropractor before when I went to chiropractic school. And the first week in school, I'm like, this makes total sense. This is what I've always like innately believed. And with marketing, I've always innately been attracted to content marketing. So content marketing is really about providing value first before you ask for a sale. So jab, 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 right hook means give value, give value, give value, then ask for the sale. If all you're doing is right hook, right hook, right hook, right hook, it just becomes less and less effective over time. And everybody that's out there running $21 new patient specials, and that's all they're doing for their brand and for their marketing. And it's not even really marketing, it's just sales. I think they're damaging their own brand. I think they're damaging chiropractic's brand, and they're not providing any real value. Just before I forget this, because we talked about the interview, for any of you that are listening that have not seen that interview, I think it's a must watch, especially for younger docs. You can go to Gary V, the letter V, interview.com. So GaryVinterview.com, and you can opt in to see the video there. But I just think I went through every stage. The reason why it's called Path to a Million Podcast is because I think there's three stages that people go through to get to a million. And then there's a fourth stage of being above a million. And so I went through each one of those four stages with him, and he gave a ton of value in a short amount of time.
Yeah, absolutely, Doc. I love that. And I think that a lot of times we understand or we hear this word value, right? And I kind of want to go on not a tangent, but I want you to kind of explain to us, what does that look like, right? What does that look like through marketing? How do we deliver value through marketing? No matter if that's digital marketing, internal marketing, external marketing, right? How do we start delivering value as chiropractors?
Well, as chiropractors or even as students, you know, like this podcast, the Legendary Chiropractor podcast, is valuable. This is content marketing. you're building a tribe because you you know what your audience wants. And so you try to. You there?
Okay. Yep.
Sorry, connection was lost. I'm just going to keep going though. When down the road, there may be something that that you offer to them as a service or whatever it might be, they're going to be a whole lot more likely to do business with you than just some guy who comes off the street and offers the exact same service, the exact same product, but because you've provided weeks, months, years potentially worth of value, they're going to be a lot more likely to do business with you than somebody else. And as chiropractors, our goal, you know, doctor means teacher, our goal is to teach what it is that we know. There are so, everybody always says, if they just knew what we knew, they would do what we do. What are you doing to make sure that they know what we know? And the modern forms of communication in every local market is online. It's Facebook, it's Instagram, it's YouTube, it's Google. I'm a big, I do more offline marketing than probably 99% of chiropractors, and I own a digital marketing agency. So I think that there's, I think it's more of an in conversation than an over conversation. I want to do all of it. I want to have all the fishing holes in the water. But
yeah.
The way that people are communicating now, you cannot lead online marketing to just like posting funny memes on Facebook. Like that's not going to help anyone.
Right, right. Yeah, I absolutely agree, and I think that a lot of times, I like how you said that, I want to have all the lines in the water, right? And Doctor, I'm going to bring up two docs who I've also had this conversation with of marketing, right? What does that look like for chiropractors, and how to best go about doing that? So I'm going to try to bring in some other perspectives to make this as general and great content as possible. So Dr. Ryan Ryder, I wrote down Dr. Ryan Ryder, mm-hmm. I spoke with him quite a few seasons ago on the Legendary Chiropractor podcast, and he talks about how you have to have at least five to seven different forms of marketing driving into your practice, right? Like you need to have the external marketing. You need to have at least like three external marketing things that you're going on. You have to have internal marketing. You have to have referrals, right? You have to have all of these different streams of marketing. And then you have the social media game, right? That you mentioned that's so, so important. So just goes right along with what you're saying, what you're talking about, and providing that value. And then also Dr. Matthew Loop discusses and discussed with us on this podcast. He said, you got to kind of shape the public perception. Who do you want to be known as? What do you want to be known as the chiropractor in your local community, right? So what does that look like for you? Are you the back pain, neck pain, headache specialist, or are you the nervous system doctor that sees all sorts of, you know, different conditions and asymptomatic patients that just want to be well, stay well, and enjoy life to their fullest optimal potential, right? So he's like, how do you want to shape the public perception? And you can do that through all of these different streams of marketing that you discussed. So I absolutely love that. And then you said doctor is teacher. Absolutely. 110%, right? We know that as a doctor, we need to teach people what we know. Now, that doesn't mean coming and speaking down on people and patients, because that's when a lot of people, you know, reject your services or reject you. And it has to be meeting them halfway and or where they're at, right? That's another way of just saying that. So I'm really excited for that. Content marketing though is huge. And I think you nailed it right on the nose there, with saying that content marketing is delivering value, right? And as a chiropractic student, I know you mentioned for the students as well, right? You don't need to necessarily market, right? If you're like third, fourth, fifth quarter, you don't need to necessarily market right now, but you can create a Facebook page that is your personal, starting to create your personal brand, right? Start creating, you know, Johnny Reuter chiropractic intern or Johnny Reuter chiropractic student, whatever that looks like, and just start growing an audience, growing a following, throwing out health tips, throwing out different things that you learn in class and that you can, you know, kind of provide online. That would be providing value to a specific audience, which I think is pretty cool to do as a chiropractic student. So, Doc, next up, let's talk a little bit about about more marketing, right? But what does this look like for a practicing chiropractor, right? So let's talk specifically leverage media. Let's talk about what your company does for the chiropractor. How does it work? What happens? I call you up. I sit down on a strategy session with you. We talk about what and where do we go?
Well, first of all, I just want to say that I... What we do as leverage media for the doctors that we have as clients is we basically help them create content. And what that means is vast, but basically we help them structure what it is that they're gonna create content about. We help them with how they're gonna make their videos, how they're gonna make their blogs. And then we do all the tech stuff on the back end. So we help them on the front end with what exactly it is that they wanna say. Then we help them on the back end of making sure that it's seamless and it's smooth and it's professional and it looks good. It's posted, it's retargeted. We've got a whole strategy. Basically, the strategy that I use for my own digital marketing for my own practice is what we do for our clients. In terms of like the first step with like the strategy session, what I do is anybody who wants to get on a call with me, I get on a call. I'm trying to help out as many people as possible, even people that maybe aren't like qualified to work with me yet. I always say yet because no one ever says no to me. They just say not yet.
Right.
So everybody loves the idea. And some are just in a position where they're like ready to go. Right. So I just assume that everybody is a future patient or a future client. It's kind of like in Springfield. Like I just assume everybody will eventually end up in our practice. So the idea with the strategy session is not to be a sales pitch for leverage media, because not everybody's really like qualified to do leverage media at this point. The point of the strategy session is to give people value and actionable steps they can take right now, whether they use me or they don't, right? So I probably get on the call. I probably get on calls. Out of 100 calls, I bet I have 70 of them are not qualified. 30 of them are, and I do the exact same thing for the 30 that I do for the 70, but the 30 can potentially say yes at the end. What I do on the strategy session, though, is I go through, if you're in practice, I go through your online marketing presence. So I look at your website, your Facebook, your Instagram, your YouTube, your Google presence, and basically tell you what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong, and opportunities you're missing out on. A lot of those opportunities you're missing or things you're doing incorrectly are things that we can help with. If they're not things we can help with, I'll just tell you, like, here's what you should do, or here's some resources that you can take advantage of. But it's all about, I do it the same way that I do in my office, day one, day two. If somebody walks into my office on day one, and I had this happen early in my career, if they're having a heart attack, we don't need to proceed to a day two, right? Like, you're not a qualified candidate for chiropractic care right now. So we need to get you over to somebody else that can help you. So the way I do my strategy sessions are day one, day two. At the end of day one, if I think that it's a good fit, if I think you're ready to go, if you think that what I'm saying makes sense, then we can go forward to a day two. And then I can talk all about like what the details of our service are. But that day one is all about me providing value. I'm trying to build a tribe of people that understand that content marketing is the way that chiropractic gets beyond the 10%, gets to the 30%. The 50%, the 90% of utilization rate. The only way that people are going to know what chiropractic is and what it can do is if they know what we know. Mm-hmm. And it's our job to get that out there. So the more people that I can help with that, you know, I get on calls with students. I get on calls with like people that are associates, and it's like, I don't have as much time for those conversations just because I'm busy, but I always try to provide value. I always try to direct people in the direction that I think is going to be in their best interest and give them as many resources as I can.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And I also think that a lot of times we deliver this value, we deliver this potential information, right? And bear with us, our connection is kind of wonky tonight. I'm not sure what's going on, but we're trying our best to get through it all. And so we're doing everything we can to make this happen. But what I will say is, Doc, is the fact of the matter is we all need to get chiropractic out to the masses, meaning whatever that looks like on your scale, right? Whatever that looks like for you. If that looks like, you know, just your local community, great. If that looks like just you and in general of, you know, the larger grand scheme of things, I think that we need to be branding and marketing to as many people as we possibly can. But that's me. I want to play at a global scale. I don't want to play at a smaller, you know, smaller niche scale of just my own community. But that's just me. But I wanna segue here a little bit into owning and seeing patients versus practice without seeing patients, or owning and not seeing patients versus practice with seeing patients. So let's see here. Cool. So talk to me a little bit about owning and not seeing patients versus practice and seeing patients, Doc.
So the first 5 years of my career, I saw patients basically 6 days a week. For those of you that haven't heard my story, I started my second practice from scratch, and about a year later, I ended up having a heart attack from the stress of trying to run two practices. And I realized when I was laying in bed, I was like, I'm not good at being like the doctor and the business person. And so I had to make a decision on which one I was going to focus on. And I knew that I could find people that were passionate about treating patients and could do the doctor side of it. I didn't think that anyone would be able to do the business building side as well as I could. So I decided that I was going to focus on the business building side, and I was going to bring on associates to see the associates, or I'm sorry, to see the patients. And that took about 2 years to fully come to fruition, maybe about three, you know, about 2 years to fully come to fruition until I got my second doctor and I basically retired from seeing patients. And it was all about a choice of, I could, like right now, I could see as many patients as I wanted to. I could come back into my office and see patients. So it's not about like whether or not you can see patients, it's whether or not you have the choice of seeing patients or not. So that's really where it comes down to for me, is I like to have choices in life. I like to have the freedom to make that choice. So that's where I really focus my attention on creating more choices in my life, and that includes in practice. So if you have to show up on Monday to see those patients, and if the practice wouldn't go on without you being there, then you don't have a choice. You just have a job that you happen to own. And I think that more and more people as chiropractors need to be looking at it as the CEO of a business, as opposed to you are the practicing chiropractor that, you know, basically owns your job.
Yeah. And I think that's how we really scale as well when it comes to chiropractic and owning, you know, multiple clinics or owning a practice here, a practice there, and actually hiring associates like you've done, right? You've hired doctors to actually run the practice side of things, the clinical aspects of things, and you get to not necessarily sit back. No, that's not what you're doing. You're very highly involved in your practice still. You're just not dealing with the everyday, you know, adjustments or exams and all treatment and all of that stuff. So it's really interesting to me to hear you say that and to understand that that is an opportunity, right? And I don't think a lot of chiropractic students coming out of school understand that, you know, the sky is the limit when it comes to chiropractic and what we can do as chiropractors, or just as the more we learn throughout, you know, if it's chiropractic, if it's business, if it's something else we become passionate about while we're on this journey of chiropractic. Like, I think that's where a lot of students, especially, and even chiropractors who have been out for a little while, you know, we get stuck in this wheel that's just ever turning and we can't get out of it for some reason. But that's all that, to me, that's mostly mental, right? That's mostly saying I'm stuck in this position. I can't do anything about it. It would be too big of a risk. I hear that all the time. It'd be too big of a risk to take this leap of faith, to go into this other business adventure or venture that I have, to, you know, open another practice, to hire an associate, step away from my own practice, you know, and it's just, it's really an interesting conversation. But I really think that once we start to do that, right, and we start to branch out, and I know there are a lot of personal brands in chiropractic, hence there are a lot of egos in chiropractic, right? Because like, if you don't agree with somebody, you just create your own thing and you're like, oh yeah, you know, like this is cool, you know. It's like, but at the same exact time, that's also helping spread the chiropractic message that much further. Now obviously we're still at, you know, that I don't even know what we're at, not even 10%, right? It's not large, right? And you're talking, your goals, your, you know, aspirations are to get to, you know, the 70%, the 80%, the 90%. And I'm sitting here like, yeah, let's freaking do it, right? Like, let's make this happen. Let's get, you know, all people that need chiropractic care under chiropractic care. And it's really an interesting conversation when it comes to, do I want to own, not see patients, or do I want to see patients? And I think it's more, would you agree with me on this one, Doc? I think it's more of a transition that kind of naturally happens, where you were like, I know I'm really good at the business side of things. I want to do that more often than not. So you kind of took it upon yourself to say, I'm going to step away from the actual clinical aspect of practice, but I want to run the best marketing, the best background or behind the scenes business that I can for my own practice. And now you're doing it for other doctors as well. Would you agree it's kind of more of a transition?
I want to be clear about something, that I didn't know what the hell I was doing when it came to business, when I decided that I needed to focus on the business. I just believed in myself that I would be able to figure it out if that's all I focused on. At the time, when I hired my first associate, we were seeing 30 people a week in the practice. I had two practices. One was seeing 40, one was seeing 30. I got associates in each one of them just to make them full-time. When I hired my second associate, I sold my first office in the small town, the one I started from scratch that I'm in now. I hired my second associate when me and the first associate were really crushing it at 75 visits a week. So I don't want people to think that I was, you know, Henry Ford over here figuring it all out. The reason why I wasn't figuring it out was because I was so like, I couldn't put the hats back on and off fast enough. And I was terrible at it. And the reason why I got out of seeing the patients was because I was the subluxation in my practice. I was the reason why it wasn't growing, because I was a bad example for my associate, because I just wanted to do whatever I wanted to do. I'd be lazy at times, and I just wasn't passionate about. I think what it was is that I was uncomfortable. I knew my number one core value, which I didn't know at the time, is freedom. Like, I don't want to have to be somewhere that I don't want to be. And so if I didn't want to be in that office on Tuesday, but I had 20 patients scheduled on Tuesday, you better believe I had to be there. And so I didn't like to have to be there, right? So I'm going to say, like, this may sound a little controversial, but I'll kind of explain. I think that the treating of patients is the reason why our profession stays small. And here's why I think that is, because chiropractors get so busy. I'm sitting in a town of 110,000 people that probably has 80 chiropractors. I can hit five chiropractors with a driver from my practice, right? I think that the practicing of chiropractic, that you become a business owner. This is why I don't think that chiropractors are actually entrepreneurs in most cases. Everyone always is like, oh, chiropractors are so entrepreneurial. Bullshit. It's just that they don't have options. There's no hospital that they can go get a job at. So they're like, well, I don't want to like make $30,000 a year and get like, I don't want to feel like I'm getting taken advantage of in an associateship. So I'm going to go start a practice. These people, that I would say 60% of people that own practices right now should never, ever run a business. They should be practitioners for someone who knows how to run a business. My practice that I'm sitting in right now, every time I take myself out further out of the day-to-day of the practice grows. So that should either tell you something about me, or it should tell you something about when you focus on your business instead of always being in your business, you can actually make something grow bigger. Because I literally would be like at 40 people a week, at 40 people a week, I'd just be like, I am so busy. I don't have time to do all this stuff that I need to do. Right? There are people literally, I've interviewed people that see 1,200, 1,400 people a week. And I'm just like, I don't even know. Like, I didn't, that is not a thing in my paradigm. That's not a thing in my paradigm, right? Now it is. If I could put 1,400 people a week in here, I would just have enough doctors that each one of them would see like 200 people a week. And that's kind of how our system works. And it's just a matter of like new patients, conversion, retention. That's it. But all I do, my whole life revolves around figuring out how to market for chiropractors. It's all I think about all the time. And how to best manage my team, how to be the best leader that I can, how to build up the leaders within my organization so that we have consistency and congruency and everybody's on the same page. And seeing patients is the thing that is keeping us small. The fact that all of us, 98% of us, have to see patients to like survive, there's no time for people to be trying to figure out the business of it, trying to figure out the marketing of it, trying to figure out how they can grow their individual practice.
Right, right. And I think what you said, you nailed it, right? Like, I really, truly do agree with you. And I also think that a lot of that comes from, you know, the what you said about the associateship, the chiropractic student coming out, the recent graduate that doesn't want to get it taken advantage of. And so they turn to this, what they call their only option of, I have to open up a practice, right? Why would, in my opinion, go ahead.
Can I say something real quick about the associateships?
Of course. Yeah, yeah. We're going to talk about that next. Yeah.
No, I know, but I don't want to make this point because it's part of this same point. The reason why these associateships suck so much is because you've got a bunch of chiropractors that don't know how to really run a business. And they don't have enough business to give you. So they're trying to get you in for pennies on the dollar instead of building a machine that can supply for multiple people. So that's just the better we become at business, the more we can make this a real thing. Because right now, half the profession treats it as a hobby.
Right. Right. And I would say it's almost forced upon as well, because like I was saying, it's like we are thinking that this is our only option, or that it's our best option to open up a clinic or open up a practice, right? And now we don't know how many different freaking hats that takes to do, right? We don't know what that looks like for the practicing chiropractor who's actually adjusting patients, who's doing the clinical skills, who's actually in the quote trenches and actually being the chiropractor, right? And I think what makes us grow, what makes chiropractic grow, what makes this whole entire profession grow is the business side of things, is the marketing. Because now you're going to take away, or not take away, chiropractors. You're going to have just as many chiropractors, but you're going to have some that have stepped back a little bit and are now just focused like you are on that business side of things, who are trying their hardest to make chiropractic a known thing in today's day and age, in today's society. So I really truly do believe that. So real quick, we're going to take a quick ad break. And when we come back, Doc, when we come back from the ad break, we will dive all into owning versus associating and starting from scratch versus buying, okay? I went on a little bit of a rant there, but it's all good. It's all fun. And I'm looking forward to rocking and rolling after we get back from this short break.
Every chiropractic clinic needs a compliance program. If you are not sure what that includes or why you need one, let Dr. Robin from RHDC Consulting help you build your chiropractic compliance. If you are ready to get started, head to robin-hale.mykajabi.com and let Dr. Robin guide you to the end result. Turnkey Practice is a chiro-focused full-service team. They are your administrative guidance through credentialing, lease agreements, and of course, office buildouts. They are there from start to finish, allowing you to focus on the marketing and building your patient base while they build your practice, tailor-made for you. To get started, head to myturnkeypractice.com/legendarypod. Dr. Christy Wick is revamping the landscape of women's chiropractic coaching. With a focus on connection and congruence, she's on a mission to empower Lady DCs across the nation to create bold, successful lives and practices their way. Get started today by visiting theilluminatedsquad.com. Imaging Services' primary business is chiropractic solutions. With over 45 years in the industry of helping chiropractors, Michael Tokash offers free consultations on building your business. In the past year, Imaging Services has installed over 100 x-ray machines and digital x-ray systems in over 42 states across the United States. For more, head to theimagingservices.com. The 56-Day Chiropractic Bootcamp, building badass female chiropractors who are instinctively successful. Head to 56daychirobootcamp.com/legendary for your free endless referrals cheat sheet now.
Thank you for allowing this brief disruption to take place. And now back to the program. Awesome, everybody. Welcome back to the Legendary Chiropractor Podcast. And I am beyond thrilled to still be talking with Dr. Nick, and our connection is held on. So I'm really excited about that as well. So I'm knocking on all sorts of wood over here. I'm not jinxing it. So Doc, talk to us now. We're going to transition into, you know, we went from the marketing, the business aspect, and taking a step out of your business, right? And what you said was key. You were the subluxation within the practice, right? But You were the subluxation in the wrong area, right? You weren't a subluxation until you started teaching yourself the business and understanding, like, how do I actually market and truly get my business or my practice out to my local community and beyond that to get more patient generation in there, and then kind of taking a step back to let others do those clinical aspects. So we talked all about that, which I'm super excited about. And now we're going to transition into owning versus associating. I want to hear your raw, honest opinions on what you think is best, what you think is better for chiropractors coming out of school, specifically recent graduates, right? What does that look like for them? What, especially with the past conversation that we just had, what does that look like for them? And how should they be, you know, where should they be putting their energy to focus?
So I think it all depends on, you got to be real honest with yourself. Like, I would say when people are always like, I'll do interviews sometimes and they'll be like, what's your superpower? And my superpower is that I am unbelievably honest with myself all the time. Shortcomings, strengths, like sometimes I'll come off as arrogant because I'm so confident in the things that I'm confident in, but I am so sure that I suck at the things I suck at, right? Successful doctor, that you have to be a practice. Come out of school, like basically to like become an associate for a long time. There's go be an associate for a little while and then open your own. And then there's just go straight to opening your own. And I don't think that there's a right answer. Like neither one of those three things is the right answer for the general population, but for each individual person, there's a right answer. And I, like I said, I don't think that the chiropractic profession as a whole is that entrepreneurial. I just think that they get forced into thinking that they have to open up their own thing. I'm of the belief that every practice owner that I know that is successful, like I would, if I was in school and I wanted to, I didn't really think I wanted to own my own business, there's a lot that goes into it. There's a lot of headache. There's a lot of people problems. Sometimes I'm like, man, if I could have the stress level of an associate, that would be pretty sweet, right? So I think that what you could do if you know you don't really want to run out of your own practice is to find somebody who is just successful in the thing that you want to be successful at. If it's seeing moms and babies, if it's seeing professional athletes, if it's the most successful guy in Miami or in Chicago, or if you want to live in a place, go to that place and find somebody. If you want to do a certain kind of thing, go find the person who's great at that thing. And I can promise you that if you go up to that person and you say, listen, I want to work for you. I want to help you grow your business. And I'm here to work. And I'm here to add value to you. All I add, therapy, right? So if I crush it for you, I want to stay here long term. But if I crush it for you, I want to be basically treated almost like as a junior partner or anything like that. I just need to be like I need to be able to earn a living. And if you did that, if you explained it that way to a real in your eyes and you told them that every one of question, I think that that's a really good way to go. But yeah, it's like you have to know whether you want to do that or not. Like if you want to open your own practice, then I recommend either going and being an associate for somebody for like a year to learn and tell them up front, there's lots of docs that will invest in you or help you open up a clinic if you're just upfront and honest with them. Don't go in there and tell them you're gonna be there for 10 years and then in a year go to lunch with them and say, hey, I've been thinking, I appreciate what you've done for me, but it's time for me to, I've been praying about it and me and my wife need to move on. Like that's just like, don't do that, right? Just be upfront with what it is that you want out of the job, what you're willing to do, and then hopefully you find a good match, you know?
Yeah, 100%. I know a little bit of that cut in and out when Dr. Nick was talking, but the gist of what he was talking about is like there are three different kind of areas of associating, right? And it's or three different areas of a recent chiropractic school graduate. And we talk all about, you know, that we get forced into all of these, you know, or owning a practice and the business side of things and all of that stuff. And I think that's really stressful for a lot of people, like you mentioned. And I also believe that what you said at the very end is key, is critical, right? Not only associating for a little bit and then opening up your own clinic, but here's the, if you feel inclined to do so, right? If you feel inclined to do so, but also having some terms laid out where you're not only, you know, offering what you have to offer to that doctor who's looking to hire you, but you also have an end goal, right? You have an end goal. So it's not like you go out to lunch and you were like, hey, you know, I've been thinking and, you know, you signed like a 4 or 5 year contract and it's been a year and a half and they're like, dude, what? No, that's not, you know, that's not okay. Because here's the thing. A lot of people are scared of associateship contracts. And here's what I will say, just experiencing this myself throughout the last month and a half here, is that you want to make sure that you are being offered a fair deal to you. You want to protect yourself just as much as the doctor wants to protect themselves and their business that they worked their butts off to get to where they're at, to even be able to afford, likely if they're paying you a decent amount, to afford an associate in the first place. So a contract is just there to protect both parties, right? A contract should not be there to tear people apart or to undermine somebody in some way, shape, or form, right? And that's something I've really, really been looking into and really kind of as I sift through some of these contracts and I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Oh, that wasn't in the last one. Oh, this is, you know, let's weigh the pros and cons of the situation. And I really, truly do believe that if you are confident, if you are clear on what you want as a recent chiropractic school graduate, as a chiropractor or as a recent chiropractor who's just coming out of the gates, who's looking to associate, you have to be clear on what you bring to the table and what you need to absolutely live and make a living, right? So you have to be very, like Dr. Nick said in the beginning, right? He's super clear with himself, right? And this is your time. If you are about to graduate or if you're going to graduate soon, you have to be precise and very, very crystal clear with who you are, what you bring to the table for the doc, if you're looking to associate, this is if you're looking to associate, and what does that value exchange look like, right? Do you want a higher salary? Do you want a bonus structure? Do you want more benefits? Like, what kinds of things, because everything in life is negotiable, but you have to come from a place of confidence and clarity when dealing with associateships. Now, you also have to be, I will add this, just to kind of segue us into the next one, you will have to know if you are crystal clear on owning a practice. If that is something that you want to do right out of the gate, go for it. I urge you to go for it. If you have this gut-wrenching feeling that's like, yes, this is for me, your heart is pulling you in that direction, you want to go serve the masses, you want to bring chiropractic to your community, then go out and do it. But you have to be super clear with that thought process before you cross the stage when it comes to graduation. I've heard way too many horror stories of people get across the stage on graduation and they still have no idea what they're doing, where they're going, or how they're going to get there, right? So it's just a really interesting concept and dynamic that I think we have. Do you have anything to add on that, Dr. Nick?
Oh, I could talk about contracts all day long.
What's your top advice, right, on a contract?
To stop being babies about these contracts, right? So I'll give you the insight from like somebody who owns a practice who's put their blood, sweat, and tears into building this and making it into a successful thing, right? If you're sitting, I'll give you an example. I had an associate that was, he had graduated. He was sitting in his garage, not practicing. It'd been like 6 months since he had graduated. No, like there are just no jobs like for chiropractors in this area, but he wanted to live in this area. And so we signed a contract. Like the deal was, I'm going to give you this job that you want. I ask for these things in the contract, which includes a non-compete clause. It gives me security that me as someone who isn't going to see patients can put all my effort and energy into basically building you up. As part of you taking this job, you are agreeing to that. Because really the only thing in the terms of a contract with a chiropractor, the only thing that is ever going to become an issue is the non-compete clause, right? So if your state allows non-compete clause, I think like California doesn't allow them, but if your state allows non-compete clauses and you agree to it. Don't, like, the contracts are there to set the rules when things don't go right, okay? They are not there for like when things are just like going along swimmingly. When things are going along swimmingly, no one thinks about the contract. The contract is there for you to get paid what you're supposed to get. And there's, you know, clear, hopefully like clear delineations of like what your responsibilities are and all of that. But the contract is really there. It's, you know, the person who writes the contract is going to write it in their benefit. And you have the ability to negotiate whatever you want, right? Yeah. They also have the ability to say, no, this is a red line for me. I need this in order to give you this job, right?
Yep.
So you can't sign the contract knowing full well what is in there. And then 3 years later, when you think you got it all figured out and you don't need that anymore, then you're gonna decide to break it and hopefully have no consequences. And that's why I don't understand this fear of contracts. It's like, we are a local business. Like a practice is a local business. You going and opening up down the street, they don't care about, like, the people in my practice don't care about these four walls. They care about the relationships that they have with the doctors mainly and the staff secondarily, right? And so if I can't protect myself against somebody literally just opening it up next door, I can't take the risks that are needed to be able to grow this so that I can provide for more people, so I can provide opportunities for more doctors. And the more associates that are underhanded about this and just want to do whatever they want to do, it makes more and more business owners gun shy to even bring them on because they can't risk losing what they have. most of these people that run practices, they are a single doctor office. Their livelihood depends on the practice being able to be at a certain level. And if they think that they're going to bring somebody in who's then going to backstab them or double cross them on things that they agreed to, you're the one that decided that you wanted the job. You're the one that was fine signing the contract. I don't care if you didn't understand it or didn't read it beforehand and you just wanted the job. You signed whatever. Sorry, that's contracts are one of these things where I'm just like, what? Why would we not have contracts for any of this stuff? For right. any business I'm in, I have contracts with my partners, right? And that's what an associateship is. You're basically like a partner within the practice, whether you have equity or not. And you yeah. need to treat it as such.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I think what we're going to do, Doc, is I would agree with everything that you just said. And we're going to take our last sponsorship break. And then when we come back, I want you to talk to us all about Leverage Media, what that looks like for people and how they can best get in touch with you to make something happen for their practice, to blow their practice up with new patients, but through a means of content marketing that we talked about at the very beginning of this episode. So we'll be right back, guys. Stay tuned. And we're going to talk all about Leverage Media when we return.
Dr. Stu Hoffman, founder and president of ChiroSecure Malpractice Insurance, is the foremost expert in both risk management and risk avoidance. Understanding the everyday challenges of today's practicing chiropractor and the current public perception of chiropractic has made ChiroSecure the fastest growing malpractice insurance program of the last 28 years. Find out more at chirosecure.com. The IFCO is here to support you. Whether you are a chiropractic student, doctor of chiropractic, chiropractic organization, or member of the public, the International Federation of Chiropractors and Organizations is here for you. They recognize and support your right to practice and receive vertebral subluxation-centered chiropractic care and are here to ensure that right and spread access to that care throughout the world. Head to ifcochiro.org/legendary for more. Be sure to give our friends over at Chiro Hustle a listen. They are bringing together some of the biggest names in the profession and learning from the greats. Chiro Hustle creates a safe space where chiropractic leaders share their stories and their passions with the world. Let's get hustling by heading to chirohustle.com now.
Thank you for allowing this brief disruption to take place. And now back to the program. Awesome. So we are back. We are live with Dr. Nick Silvery, and I am excited to be back to talk about Leverage Media, what it does, what it is, and what it's for, or rather who it's for, right? And we talked about it a little bit earlier on in this podcast episode, and I just want Dr. Nick to not only be able to have an opportunity and a platform and an audience to explain kind of what Leverage Media is, but also, Doc, please mention Path to a Million podcast. Make sure people know where to find that if you're on iTunes, Spotify, whatever, because I want people to understand that, you know, the Legendary Chiropractor is far from the only chiropractic podcast out there. In fact, it's one of probably thousands at this point. But the Legendary Chiropractor podcast is mainly and heavily aimed at chiropractic students and recent chiropractic school graduates' success. Because my belief is that if we have success coming from the schools throughout school, and then obviously shortly as we graduate after school, the better off our profession is going to be. That's my passion. That's my niche. That's what I like to give back to. But Dr. Nick talks all about how to make it to $1 million. Obviously, as a chiropractic student, we're not sitting there. Like, obviously, sitting in class, you can be dreaming and envisioning and all of that. We can talk about mindset and clarity all day, but you know, you're not actually in the trenches trying to build and grow a $1 million practice. So Doc, take it away. Talk to us about Leverage Media. Talk to us about Path to a Million podcast. I want to hear all the goodies, all the details.
Yeah. So the content marketing you know, we help chiropractors do content marketing in their own practice. We basically model what I do in my practice, and we do that for other chiropractors. They have to create the content, but we do all the other things around that. But for Leverage Media and for the Dr. Nick Silveri brand, I wasn't creating enough content. I was so busy with the agency and with the office that I was like, as someone who owns a content marketing agency, we should really be spending more time creating content for the marketing agency. So in November, the Gary Vee interview was kind of the kickoff for our content that we put out now. So now we're doing, we have content every day on the podcast. So there are episodes every day, and we have all different types of content on there. There's me giving speeches. There's me interviewing practicing chiropractors that you never hear from. We interview experts that maybe you've heard from in other places, but it's a different structure on my podcast than others. So maybe they've got a unique message that they have on mine that you haven't heard before. I do Ask Dr. Nick's on Sundays. I do when I get interviewed on things like this on Saturdays. I do YouTube trainings, do all kinds of different things to create content, not only on the podcast, which you can find on anywhere that you listen to podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, wherever. But you can also, my YouTube channel gets daily content. My Facebook and Instagram gets daily content. So there's content that we're producing, and we're trying to like really scale it up to produce different types of content. And just any way that I can provide value for who I think needs it out there. And the reason why I do a path to a million and not just like, what do you do once you've made it past a million, is because I want to help people that maybe, you know, don't have the money right now to be able to afford my service. So I want to be able to help those students come out and ready to hit the ground running. I want to help those people that have just started out and are struggling and scuffling and trying to figure things out the way I was, because I would have loved to have had this much content when I was starting out. So that's really my goal. It's my content is my way of giving back. I very rarely am like asking you to do much of anything. It's really more just about like providing the value. Leverage Media is, like I said, is all about helping people create more content for their local communities while also doing lead generation. So we still run Facebook ads and Instagram ads for what you want to promote in your practice. We want to use the platforms where people are spending their time. We do Google ads. We do YouTube ads. We do lots of different advertising to like bring people through the practice, but you have to be doing the marketing alongside of the sales piece of it. So the marketing is the content piece, and that is what we spend about 80% of our time on, the content creation, the content strategy, and we spend about 20% on the lead generation. So all these, you know, quote unquote agencies that you see out there that all they do is run a discount new patient special on Facebook, that is about 10% of what we do for our clients. The other 90% is trying to provide value or showing up or searching for things online. So the best way for somebody to get in touch with me is to go to contentintopatients.com. So like content marketing, contentintopatients.com. And that is a quick little application on where you're at in practice or not in practice, and gives me some idea of like what you have going on. You can pick a time to talk to me. And I just love providing value to people. I love, like I said, everybody is a future client in my mind. And the more that I can lift them up in the beginning to put them on the path, the more they're going to remember me when it's time to go to that next level.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we've also launched multiple offices from scratch. So it's not that you can't hire me early on in practice. It's just that I've done enough strategy sessions to know kind of like, if you're below this point, you're going to want to say yes, but then you're not going to say yes.
It's just how it goes. Yeah. Yeah. It's how it goes. But I like that. I like how you say it's a not yet. It's not a no, it's a not yet. And I think that's true when it comes to patients. It's true when it comes to clients. It's really true. If you're in the marketing business sales world. But I would also want to encourage, and I would say my golden nugget for this episode is to provide value first, foremost, and the majority of the time. The sale comes at the end and or the sale comes naturally when it's supposed to be there, right? Because just through providing value through content marketing like Dr. Nick does through Leverage Media, is what will happen is new patients will just walk in the door because they saw your stretching video on Facebook and they were like, I really like that. It helped me. I'm going to go into this office because of that, right? You made no call to action. You made nothing. All it said was your chiropractic practice name on it, right? And a little short video of maybe some neck stretches. And now you have a new patient from that. You had no call to action. There was nothing, like no $20 deal. There's no, you know, anything crazy like that going on. But you do, there is a time and a place for a sale, right? There is a time and a place, like Dr. Nick talked about at the very beginning of this episode, when he's like, I structure my media company exactly like I do a chiropractic office, right? I do a day one, I do a day two. And that's when you know, Dr. Nick is very clear on who he's, you know, who is saying yes to my services and who is going to, you know, take me to, you know, not only a day two, but also a day three, so on and so forth, right? Because those are the people you're going to invest into everybody at first, like you said. You're going to give high value to everybody at first, but then it's going to help filter out, right? Like if this isn't for them, it will filter people out naturally. That's how it works, right? If someone sees, you know, 80%, but say, let's go 50-50. 50% of people that see your Facebook ad of you doing neck stretches will just scroll past it, and you know 50% will click on it, watch it, and see what it's all about, right? And that's just the first seed. That's the first step of actually, you know, getting that communication across that you're a chiropractor, you're in town, you do all this, right? And that's just planting the seed through content marketing. And I absolutely love what you're doing with Leverage Media. I have the links down below on the screen right now. It's lvrgmedia.com. And there's a strategy session, like Dr. Nick said, there's a strategy session where you can fill out an application as a student, as a recent grad, or as a chiropractor who's been out for 20, 30 years, it doesn't matter. Go to content2patients.com to get that information. So, Doc, do you have any last remarks that you'd like to say, any closing things that you want to mention, anything that we didn't touch on that, you know, might have gotten cut off through our interesting connection that we've had here tonight?
Yeah, I don't know if you got cut off there, but it's content2patients.com. Yep. Just I heard two patients, but content2patients.com. I'll say two things about what you just said, just because it triggered a thought in my mind. Number one is when you create content and people consume that content, and if they consume multiple pieces of content, those people sometimes walk into the practice as better leads than even referrals. Because a referral, it's like if Johnny is my friend at work and he's like, he sees that I've got headaches and he's like, hey man, you need to go see my chiropractor. He can help with your headaches. I'm just going in because I think Johnny has my best interest at heart, not because I really know anything about chiropractic or you or your office. When they see 10 pieces of content, they now feel like they know you even better than somebody who's a referral. So that's number one, is content can create better patients than even referrals. And number two is when I say that eventually, like I have literally never heard a no. I've never heard anyone be like, Nick, that sounds like a bad idea. That's not a good strategy. I'm not interested. No one has ever said that. So I always assume that everyone is a future client, right? Those future clients continue to see my content. I continue to stay in front of them. I get people almost every week that I've done strategy sessions with in the past. They either reach out to me because they see me as a resource and they ask me a question, or they're like, hey, Doc, I'm ready, you know, can you remind me of what the deal was again? Blah, 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 blah. So content is not just, chiropractors are always so focused on new people. Content is for everybody. It's not only for the new people to attract new ones in, it's for the people that never said yes to stay in front of them and keep adding value. It's for the people that have drifted out of care to remind them to come back in. It's for your existing patients that are actually still in the practice. It makes it easy for them to share who you are with the people at work that they've been talking to for 5 months now that just have never gotten off their ass and done it. Content is the only kind of marketing that is going to survive the next 10, 20 years. People like are just, they are so unresponsive to sale. You have to build value with them before you ask for the sale. And the more that they can come to you without you even, whoever can hold their breath the longest wins. That's what Gary always says. And I truly believe that the less you can ask for anything from people, the more they're going to see you as a valuable resource. So my closing part is, if everybody marketed their practice the way BJ marketed chiropractic, we'd be the number one healthcare delivery system in the world. And BJ Palmer, if he had social media today, would be maybe the world's biggest celebrity possible, right? And I think, and this is, I've been thinking about this lately. If every single office, every individual office in the country spent just $1,000 a month to not run ads, but to push chiropractic content out on Facebook and Instagram, that it would be running $21 new patient specials because they have to get a new patient tomorrow to feel like they got their investment back.
Yeah. Yeah. Doc, you cut out there at the end. Start at the BJ part again. You didn't cut out that long. I just want you to share what you just said again.
I was saying that if everybody marketed their practice the way that BJ marketed chiropractic, then we'd be the number one healthcare delivery system in the world. But I think that if we each spent, every office spent $1,000 on pushing content out on Facebook and Instagram, that there would be so much chiropractic content in people's newsfeed that it would start to make a sea change in the way that people think about their nervous system, their health, and healthcare in general. But so many chiropractors are too busy with their $21 new patient specials and spending all of their marketing dollars on that because they're so focused on the new patient that comes in tomorrow instead of what's going to matter in the next 10 years.
Right. Yeah. Would absolutely agree. Dr. Nick, I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for being on the show. Thank you for supporting the Legendary Chiropractor. Thank you for chatting with myself tonight, my audience tonight. Thank you all for watching from home, from the comfort of your home, I hope, or listening. I got a message the other day that someone was out on a run and they were like, I love listening to your podcast, even a Facebook Live out on a run. And I'm like, I hope you're not trying to like watch that while you're running. That would be pretty, interesting. Like, oh yeah, this is great. But no, I appreciate all of you from the bottom of my heart. And I thank you for supporting the Legendary Chiropractor. I thank all of my sponsors. And if you check out the description above, you can see a link that says sponsor goodies. You can scroll through that, check out all of the offerings that each and every sponsor is offering you. There's free consultations, free giveaways, there's swag, there's a whole bunch of stuff. So we have so many amazing, amazing people in this profession. And if you reach out, we will reach back, and I promise that. I guarantee that. So I love and appreciate you guys. Dr. Nick, thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you for sharing your value. Thank you for sharing your content with us. And also, you know, if anyone needs anything in regards to Leverage Media, you can go to lvrg.media.com, or you can book a strategy session with Dr. Nick at contentintopatients.com as well. And those links are right there on the bottom of the screen. And Dr. Nick, if you'd like, you can always post those links in the comments after this video concludes as well. So I love you guys. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for being patient with our interesting connection that we've had here tonight. But I love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Thanks, Dr. Nick.
Thanks, John.
Again, I'm your host, Johnny Reuter, and you're listening to the Legendary Chiropractor Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you for engaging with us on all of our platforms, including, but not limited to, Facebook and Instagram, all at The Legendary Chiropractor. Be sure to check our home site out at thelegendarychiropractor.com, as we have much to offer for prospective chiropractic students, current chiropractic students, recent chiropractic school graduates, and even veteran doctors of chiropractic out in the field. And lastly, I'd like to thank not only you, our listener, but also our podcast sponsors. Without them, this show wouldn't be possible. So I encourage you to go check out their websites,
and what they have to offer in the show notes for this episode. Thanks again. Stay legendary, my friends.